Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, March 29th. That's right, April is almost here. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. We start a couple of days ago when the 2021 NFL draft was shuffled in all sorts of different ways. The San Francisco 49ers have had enough. They have traded up with the Miami Dolphins for the third overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft. This happened, and in case you were unaware, we were all chilling, you know, reacting, digesting what had happened. I'm sure that Rob Stats Guerrera and Kyle Posey were getting ready for the emergency podcast that we put out here on the SB Nation NFL show. Make sure you do subscribe, leave a rating, and write a review, by the way. And not even like 5 minutes after this trade was in the books, the Miami Dolphins moved again. They moved up from number 12 overall, which was the pick that they had acquired from the 49ers, up to number 6 overall, the pick that was now previously held by the Philadelphia Eagles. All told, because there were a lot of things involved, so many variables, so many details, etc., etc., here is what every team received in the net overall result. The San Francisco 49ers received a 2021 first round pick, which is indeed number 3 overall. Now remember, they do get this pick from the Miami Dolphins, but this is the pick that originally belonged to the Houston Texans, but they sent to the Miami Dolphins when they acquired offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil. Yeah, I mean, this thing is massive. The Philadelphia Eagles acquired a 2021 first-round pick, number 12 overall, the pick that originally belonged to San Francisco. They also picked up pick number 123 overall this year and Miami's 2022 first-round pick. That's important to note because Miami now holds, obviously, San Francisco's 2022 first-round pick, but they gave the Eagles one of their first rounders, just their own. They're betting that they are going to be better than the 49ers. I like that move personally from Chris Greer. Anyway, the Miami Dolphins, here's what they received. They are the true winners in all of this. They obviously received in the net result again a 2021 first round pick, number 6 overall, originally Philadelphia's pick, and pick number 156 overall in 2021, the here and now. They also picked up San Francisco's 2022 first round pick. That is now their only first round pick. They also picked up San Francisco's 2022 third round pick. That is a compensatory selection that the 49ers are getting because Robert Saleh was hired by the New York Jets this offseason. They are also getting San Francisco's 2023 first round pick. So the Miami Dolphins hold the 49ers first round picks in 2022 and 2023. They held their 2021 first round pick for a cup of coffee, then shipped it off to Philadelphia. Has everybody caught up? Cool, cool, cool. Cool. Now, let's catch you up on what happened since that trade. The 49ers made another move. Seriously. I mean, guys, chill out. I mean, let's all catch a breath here. But the 49ers are bringing back a former friend, maybe somebody for their third overall pick. Obviously, that's going to be a quarterback to throw to. Mohamed Sanu is rejoining the 49ers on a one-year deal. Awesome. We've been talking a lot of offense. Let's get to the defensive side of the ball. Former Dallas Cowboys safety Xavier Woods, that's right, the safety, is headed to the Minnesota Vikings on a one-year deal. The Vikings head coach is obviously Mike Zimmer, somebody who knows a thing or two about working with Cowboys defensive backs that didn't work out in Dallas. See Roy Williams, kind of. See Terrence Newman. Good luck to Xavier Woods in Minnesota. Have a juicy Lucy for us. Now, ESPN reported on Sunday evening that defensive tackle Jerron Reed is expected to land with the Kansas City Chiefs. It is expected to be a one-year deal worth up to $7 million. Obviously, Kansas City already has Chris Jones in the middle of their defensive line. They now pair him with Jerron Reed, seemingly trying to go after the formula that thwarted them in Super Bowl 55. Now, finally, while we're talking about things that happened over the weekend, this is expected to fully and officially come down this week, and I promise you that we will have you covered, of course, here on the SB Nation NFL show. Sunday morning, maybe while you were having a cup of coffee, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the NFL is in fact expected to expand the regular season to 17 games this week. This has been the speculation for a long time now since the new collective bargaining agreement was formalized a year ago, but it is expected to happen this week. The NFL has played 16-game regular seasons since 1978. It had previously been reported, if you're wondering where this extra game is going to come from, because the NFL has a nice and symmetrical formula in terms of how they divvy up all 16 games, it had previously been reported that the extra game will come from a rotation of a division in your team's opposite conference. I'll give you my team's example. The Dallas Cowboys obviously play in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys, the NFC East, is expected to play the AFC East. The Cowboys and the NFC East as a whole are not currently scheduled to play the AFC East in 2021. Every team in the NFC East will play every team in the AFC East that they finished in the same place as in their respective divisions this past season. So the Washington football team will play the Buffalo Bills. The New York Giants will play the Miami Dolphins, who now have 1,000 picks. The Dallas Cowboys will play the New England Patriots. And of course, the Philadelphia Eagles will play the New York Jets. Very interesting how everything, that trade, you know, also involved the Jets, by the way, with a compensatory pick. Crazy stuff. But it is expected, by the way, if you go off of previous reports, and obviously, you know, you can trust these, but you can't really trust these, that all of the AFC teams will host the extra game in 2021. In 2022, it will shift to the NFC. It'll go back and forth like a nice ping pong table. It'll be fun. We'll have another game. We'll all enjoy it. The only bad thing is that now you can't, speaking to the Dallas Cowboys, have teams that finish 8-8. So you're either going to be above 500 or below 500. The choice is up to you. The choice is yours. Remember to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating, write a review, and do me a favor, have the best day ever. We'll see you on Monday Football Monday.